From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. At least 23 people are reported dead and more than 300 injured in an outbreak of violence in Kyrgyzstan after weeks of relative calm in the former Soviet republic. NPR's David Green says a shaky new government there now has its first major test.
People in Kyrgyzstan were hoping their country had moved beyond its bloody uprising in April. That's when the president was driven from power and dozens of people were gunned down in the streets. A new government emerged, promising stability and an end to corruption. And today's new violence is an important test of whether they're really in control. The rioting broke out in the city of Osh in the south. The area was a stronghold of the former president, who was deposed. So there are fears that April conflict is still brewing. The interim government has declared a state of emergency, but they're downplaying the bloodshed, suggesting it was a local conflict that grew perhaps out of a brawl in a casino. The U.S. and Russia are eager for stability in Kyrgyzstan. Both nations have military based in the country. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
Estimates of how much oil is gushing into the Gulf of Mexico are a moving target, but those numbers keep moving higher. A government panel's new preliminary range of 25 to 30,000 barrels of oil a day is essentially double its previous calculation and suggests the amount of oil already in the Gulf is 5 to 6 times the total amount from the Exxon Valdez spill in Alaska. The uncertainty about the oil flow is adding to friction between the administration and BP. Top BP executives have been summoned to Washington to meet with President Obama next week. The company's cleanup effort is also coming in for new criticism. Billy Nungesser is president of Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana.
There's over 100 natural products that could be sprayed to energize the marsh, eat the oil. BP's not looking at any of them. We've tested several and made recommendations.
Nungesser testifying before a congressional panel looking into the spill. The Secretary of the Army, John McHugh, is apologizing to families of veterans buried at Arlington National Cemetery for what he called unacceptable lapses at that facility. NPR's Scott Horsley reports McHugh is pledging to fix the problems.
Investigators found more than 200 instances where grave sites were mislabeled or where paper records and grave sites don't match.
The report also determined the improper interment and transinterment of remains to include the loss of accountability of remains, remains in graves listed as empty, unmarked grave sites, improperly marked graves, and improper handling of cremated remains.
McHugh reprimanded the cemetery's outgoing superintendent and placed his deputy on leave. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Two U.S. troops have been killed in southern Afghanistan. The Americans died in an explosion earlier today. Other attacks left at least 11 Afghan civilians dead. In one incident, a bomber wearing a woman's burqa detonated a blast in a crowded shopping area. This is NPR News from Washington. House and Senate conferees are working to resolve differences between versions of legislation to overhaul the nation's financial regulations. One controversial component of the Senate version, sponsored by Arkansas Senator Blanche Lincoln, would bar banks from most trading in securities known as derivatives.
It is this economic activity that contributed to these institutions growing so large that taxpayers had no choice but to bail them out in order to prevent total economic ruin.
Senate Democratic leaders say they're hoping to keep Lincoln's measure in the final bill. Nearly a dozen suspected militants are dead in Pakistan, killed by a volley of missiles Pakistani intelligence officials say were fired by U.S. drone aircraft. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Islamabad two separate attacks were reported in the space of 12 hours.
News agencies quoting unnamed intelligence officers say that six missiles were fired in today's attack on a house in a village close to the Pakistan-Afghan border and that nine suspected militants were killed. At least two alleged extremists were reported killed yesterday when a drone aircraft fired at a compound used by militants as a hideout in Pakistan's North Waziristan. The Obama administration has dramatically increased unmanned drone missile strikes on suspected Taliban militants in Pakistan's isolated tribal area, but independent observers cannot investigate because of the lack of security in the area. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
A 16-year-old California girl who was feared lost as she tried to sail solo around the world has been found alive and well. The parents of Abby Sunderland say she was found adrift in the southern Indian Ocean. Rescue vessels are headed for that location. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.